The U.S. State Department has stated that the Palestinian militant group Hamas is primarily responsible for the ongoing situation in Gaza. During a press briefing, State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce told reporters that the current circumstances in Gaza could be attributed to Hamas actions. Bruce further emphasized that the Trump administration has consistently made decisions in line with the desires of the American public, ensuring the country's safety and the respectful implementation of its values. She also reiterated that the U.S. has already designated Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, as a foreign terrorist organization, and stressed the need to halt the spread of Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Additionally, Bruce mentioned that all individuals entering the U.S. are required to comply with American laws. Earlier, an Israeli airstrike early on Tuesday in the southern suburbs of Beirut killed at least 3 people and injured 7, according to Lebanon's health ministry. The strike further tests the delicate 4-month ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. The Israeli military stated it targeted a Hezbollah militant who had allegedly been involved with Hamas operatives. The attack came just days after a similar strike in the same Hezbollah stronghold area, known as the Dayeh, though Hezbollah did not immediately confirm the identity of the target. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun condemned the airstrike, calling it a dangerous warning that could signal premeditated Israeli aggression. He emphasized the need for Lebanon to strengthen its diplomatic efforts and seek international support for its sovereignty. Prime Minister Nawaf Salam also criticized the attack, calling it a violation of UN Resolution 1701 and the ceasefire terms. Reports from the scene indicated significant damage to the upper floors of a building, with windows blown out but lower floors remaining intact. No evacuation warning had been issued before the strike, and families fled the area after the attack.